Welcome to Shomar Shalom and Daf, your sponsor, Luini Shvasarim, Yaakov Shalom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Mometzio Daf, Lamed Gimel. The Gemara in the end of Mudalev starts by saying, Hoitzkim b'mikro mido ve'inu mido. Learning Chumash is a mido and not a mido. It's good, but not great. But Mishnah mido, learning Mishnah, that's better. Nortim Malea Socher. The Gemara in the Chamido gedulu mizu. Gemara is the best. And then right after it says, Lo'oilum ev'ratz the Mishnah, Yaisim and Gemara. Run to Mishnah more than Gemara. So the Gemara asks a contradiction. It seems that Gemara is greater, and then it says to run to Mishnah. So the Gemara answers at the top of the Amud Beis. This happened in the time of Rebbe, where everybody who started learning Gemara and not Mishnah. So then Rebbe said, "Have you rats the Mishnah, yoisim in a Gemara." So the Gemara is not understood. What is the Gemara answering? Is Gemara greater than Mishnah, or is Mishnah greater than Gemara? If you tell me Gemara is greater than Mishnah, why is Rebbe saying, "Have you rats the Mishnah, yoisim in a Gemara"? So the Pasuk Pshat coming out from Rashi is the Pshat is, yes, Gemara is greater than Mishnah, but one cannot forget about the Mishnah as well. So the time of Rebbe, people start learning only Gemara and forgetting about the gears of the Mishnah. So Rebbe said, remember, you have to have the gears, you have to chazer the Mishnah, and now rely on only learning Gemara. But this Pshat of Rashi is still hard to understand because it says, Everatz the Mishnah, Yoisim in the Gemara. You have to say, according to Rashi, that what it means, Mishnah, Yoisim in the Gemara, it was just to encourage people not to forget about the Mishnah, because the Mishnah was their main girsa, and the Gemara was only svaras over the main girsa. But in Echinami, Gemara is greater than Mishnah. The Marsha has a different pshat here in the sugyo, Gevaldik pshat, and that fits very much with the Lashon. The Marsha explains that this Gemara corresponds to the Mishnah in Ovis that says, Perek Hei, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Ben Chamesh Leshanu Lemikro, the age of five, that's when you learn Chumash. Ben Esel Mishnah. When you're 10 years old, you learn Mishnah. And then it says, Ben Chamesh Esor Latam. When you're 15 years old, you learn Gemara. And this is what the Gemara starts, and I'm going to give you a modala. The Gemara says, Ha'ois kima mikro mido ve'ina mido. Learning Chumash is good, but not great, because who learns Chumash? Children learn Chumash. And children, they don't have the same mitzvah Talmud Torah like adults. So that's why when it says Chumash, it means mido ve'ina mido. Mishnah, who learns Mishnah? You start learning Mishnah at the age of 10 until the age of 15. People turn adults, become bar mitzvah when they're 13. So some of the time they learn Mishnah, a person is an adult. Some of the time he's a child. That's why learning Mishnah is a midah v'noitim alei haschar for the part he's an adult. Gemara and l'chamid gedol mizuk is that you learn when you're 15. So that's you learn totally as an adult. Continues the Marsha and explains that that's the hemshech of the Gemara. What happened was, in the time of Rebbe, people start teaching Gemara to kids below the age of 15. So told Rebbe, no, you should keep the order of the Mishnah. You should learn Mishnah at the age of 10 until the age of 15. Only at the age of 15 you should change to Gemara. And that's what he means in Lashon. Heverats leMishnah yoisim in the Gemara. That when you're doing Ritzo, when you're running, when you're a child, when you're younger, then make sure to learn Mishnah more than Gemara. So according to the Marsha, that's the answer of the Gemara. What is greater, Mishnah or Gemara? The answer is Gemara. So why is Rebbe telling everybody, have you read the Mishnah Yoisim and Gemara? We're talking about kids between the age of 10 and 15. They should learn Mishnah more than Gemara. And this Marsha echoes what the Maharal speaks in two places. The Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Nuvav, and in a very big Arichus in the Gur Aryeh, and Devorim Perek Nuvav, Pasuk Zayin. The Maharal was bothered tremendously by the fact that people already in his generation starting teaching Gemara to kids at the age 8 or 9. And the Maharal has a tremendous arichus where he says, how can you teach a kid? He's not ready. His seichel is not ready to learn Gemara. He says the main way to learn is the way Chazal told us. You start by building the building blocks of Torah. Start by Mikra at the age of 5, and then Mishnah at the age of 10, and then we get to 15. The child knows already Shtas, Shas, Mishnayas. Now he can understand and connect to Gemara. He also has the Seichel to understand Gemara. How do we go and teach kids Gemara at such a young age? And the Gur Aryeh, he does it. He's a much longer Arichus. And he speaks about other issues that he has with Seder Limut. He speaks about the fact that people don't learn Chumash in order. They just learn this Pasha this week. Next week, they'll learn another Pasha. How are the Koine Pashas? Then he says people take the same thing into Gemara. They don't know anything, they don't know Mishnayos, they don't know the basic Gemara, and they right away start saying Lamdas, and start going into the Rishonim and Acharonim before they know the basics. And he says kids grow up, they don't know anything, they get out of yeshivas, and they don't remember anything because they didn't learn the right way. According to the Maharshal, this is the message of our Gemara here, B'Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel. That's what Rebbe told his generation too. Don't learn Gemara too early. Learn in the right order the Chazal gave us. Just conclude what I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Shapir Zatzal, that at the end of the day, we know that Am Yisrael, Im Einom Nevim, B'nei Nevim. And for some reason, Am Yisrael did not accept this approach of the Maharshal and the Maharal. And probably it wasn't fitting for Am Yisrael to learn this way. They would lose the taste of learning if they wouldn't have learned the way that Am Yisrael learned all the generations. Something to think about. The Loshon and the Maharal, both in the Tiferes Yisrael, and the longer Richus in the Gurariya are both included in the source sheet of this year. It's kedai to see it inside. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.